This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. My brothers and sisters, something very interesting that I'd like to make mention of is women who actually commence their cycle sometime through Ramadan. One of the feelings they always say, we're so sad, we can't fast, or I fasted most of the day, right near the end, my cycle commenced, and you know, it's just messed everything up. My sister, nothing's messed up. You have a reward greater than you know. The reason is, the understanding of Ramadan is to obey Allah's instruction. When Allah says you fast, you fast. When He says you don't fast, you don't fast. That's how it works. So basically, you will get a reward for obeying the instruction of Allah. Just like those who are fasting get a reward for obeying the instruction of Allah. Now, if you were a person who fasted most of the day, you have a reward for that fast. You have a reward for having broken the fast at a time when Allah chose, even if it was a minute before the adhan of Maghrib or before sunset, you have a full reward of acknowledging and accepting and adopting the command of Allah. And you have a reward when you pay it back, you'll have a beautiful reward. And together with that, you will enjoy the bliss of the evening. There are so many other things you can do. Your remembrance of Allah and so much more that you can do. So do not despair, because Allah Almighty knows He's giving you a beautiful opportunity to engage in different acts of worship. And He doesn't want you to fast, nor does He want you to pray. So that is something I thought I'd speak about, because many people are asking me, I can't pray, or you know, a few minutes before the sun set, I actually came on, what should I do? Well, the idea is, don't despair, be happy, because Allah's written a reward greater than you can imagine. So my sister, inshallah, you smile at the law of Allah, you be happy with what Allah's decided and decreed, and that's it. Alhamdulillah, I'm here traveling once again towards the end of Ramadan, and may Allah accept it from all of us. This will be short, sweet, and to the point. Again, don't despair, don't despair. It's to do with what Allah has ordained, and that's what will actually earn the pleasure of Allah. What are we looking for? We don't want just to stay hungry with no reward. We don't want to stay thirsty with no reward. We just want the reward that Allah has kept for us. And we'd like there to be a lot of goodness and ultimately forgiveness in Jannah. Allah will grant that to you, even if it is Laylatul Qadr. Allah will grant you the full reward of the 83 odd years in Ibadah, 1,000 months. Allah will grant you that reward. So don't despair, because Allah Almighty knows best. Barakallah fiqh. You take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.